Tongues and Interpretation of the Tongues in the Church, Part 2. The privilege of being requested by the Holy Spirit to bring forth a message in tongues and its consequent interpretation is purely and simply to bless those present with words of edification, exhortation, and comfort. It is a message from our Heavenly Father and will always agree with the Scriptures. The interpretation will always be in a language known to those present, and the motivation for bringing forth the message should be love and love only. Every person who has received the gift of the Holy Spirit has the spiritual ability to bless the church with a message in tongues and its consequent interpretation, if prompted by the Holy Spirit. Some will never attempt to do so, either due to fear, indifference, or lack of knowledge. Some will attempt to do so for personal promotion. These words of encouragement are written for those who are seeking spiritual matters and whose motivation is always to bless others. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Pursue love and desire spiritual matters. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12. Even so ye, since you are zealous for spiritual... Now, gifts is in italics, which means it has been added. So let's go back to the start. Even so ye, since you are zealous for spiritual things or matters, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. This is the thread that binds chapter 14 together. We are to seek, search the scriptures for the things of the Spirit. Yet when we are prompted to act, we are to pursue love. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13. Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. It is prayer, particularly praying in the Spirit, that prepares you to receive that prompt from the Holy Spirit. The Greek word for prayer is prosukamai. It consists of two words, pros, P-R-O-S, which is translated as motion towards an object, and ukamai, which means a wish or a desire uttered aloud. In the New Testament, prosukamai is always translated as prayer to our Heavenly Father. It is not just a one-off prayer, but a constant communication with the Father, both in the Spirit, in tongues, and in the understanding, thanking Him for flowing through us so that we can bless others. Our Heavenly Father will always answer a heartfelt desire, providing it is scriptural and for the benefit of others. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 22. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. The Greek word for sign is semion, and is translated sign, miracle, and wonder in the New Testament. A sign is an indicator of supernatural power, both good and bad. When a message in tongues is uttered in the church, it is an indication of the power of the Holy Spirit to those who are as yet without faith, the unsaved. The interpretation, which is equal to prophecy, verse 5 of the same chapter, is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Verse 22, part B. When a single tongue is heard in the church, it is a sign from the Father of His supernatural power. It is for those who do not yet believe. Some walk away as if impervious to its significance. Others who are seeking the truth are drawn in by the Holy Spirit. The interpretation that follows is for those who believe. Speaking in tongues and its consequent interpretation is a necessity in the church today. Not only will the church be edified by the interpretation, but the sound of a single tongue will impact spiritually upon those who are as yet unsaved, but who are seeking spiritual matters. How do you explain that? That's the Father's business. Our business is to speak out a message in tongues and accompany it with an interpretation, if prompted by the Holy Spirit. If you desire to know more about this subject, and I've just barely scratched the surface on this matter. This is not the best form for a detailed examination of the subject matter. This is just a spiritual taster. Please WhatsApp me on the website phone number. Listen, all I can offer you is 41 years wisdom of being prompted by the Holy Spirit to speak in tongues and interpret. Like all the things of God, it is simplicity itself. But sometimes we need to be encouraged. Once more, I encourage you to meditate on the scripture shared and to ask the Holy Spirit, your comforter, for guidance, insight, and a revelation of their true meaning. Oh, isn't our Heavenly Father just wonderful? Have a glorious day.